We're all busy, and that's why sometimes you want a good drink and you want it fast. So strap in and hold on tight, friends. This is the 3-Minute Bartender. Hey there, everybody. I'm Dan, and this installment is all about the dude's favorite libation. And if you're asking yourself, what dude? I'd like you to hit pause for a second and Google The Big Lebowski.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
The White Russian is a sweet cocktail made with vodka, coffee liqueur, and cream. But more importantly, it's a state of mind, man. So what you're going to need to make it, some vodka, Tito's maybe, Smirnoff, or if you're feeling really authentic, Stoli. Then you're going to need coffee liqueur, such as Kahlua. Now you could try to swap out the Kahlua for a more designer coffee liqueur, say Mr. Black or Tia Maria, something like that, but why? Just stick with the classic. It's the original, and I think it's the cheapest. You're also going to need cream, or milk if you must, but really go with a good heavy cream. Half and half will do in a pinch, so long as you pay for it with a check. Now, you might want to have a shaker on hand, too, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. But first, a little bit about the White Russian. It was created in 1949 by Gustav Tops at the Hotel Metropole in Brussels in honor of Pearl Mesta, the ambassador to Luxembourg. And who has any idea where Luxembourg is? Or I don't know. Apparently they drink there. Now, the only reason Russian is in the name of this cocktail is the vodka. Vodka originated in Russia. Now, when Gustav Tops invented this drink, he invented another drink called the Black Russian at the same time, and I'll let you guess what the difference is between the Black Russian and the White Russian. Hint, it's the cream. The recipe was first published in the Oakland Tribune, which makes sense, I mean Luxembourg, and of course Kahlua was very happy about this because nobody was drinking Kahlua in anything else other than this drink. But by the 1990s, well, the White Russian had really fallen out of fashion. It was kind of seen, I don't want to say girly drink. I do want to say girly drink, but I don't want to get in trouble. So let's call it a less than masculine drink. Wasn't until 1998 and the aforementioned film, The Big Lebowski, established the White Russian as the ultimate slacker drink. Now let's get down to making one, shall we? You're going to need 2 parts vodka, 1 part coffee hooch, and 1 part cream. You're going to add the vodka and Kahlua to a rocks glass filled with ice. You're going to add the cream and stir. Here's something cool you can try. Put a shaker in the freezer, let it get nice and cold, then pour that cream into that shaker and shake that thing vigorously for about 30 seconds. It's going to thicken up that cream, and who doesn't like a good thick cream? Now there are variations. There's the White Mexican, which uses horchata instead of cream. The White Cuban subs rum for the vodka. A Dirty Russian uses chocolate milk. A Caucasian is what the dude drank in the bowling alley. You could also make it in a blender with ice cream. But this aggression will not stand, man. And finally, since this episode was inspired by one of the greatest comedies of all time, I will leave you with a funny. What did the nesting doll say to the vodka bottle? I feel like we're Russian things. If you want to see a picture of the White Russian with ingredients and directions, go to the website whatweredrinking.com and click on 3-Minute Bartender. I also have a pretty picture on our Instagram account. That's WWD_podcast. And of course, folks, always remember this. The White Russian abides.